KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In baseball action last night, Adam Wainwright pitched effectively into the eighth after a shaky start and helped himself at the plate with three hits as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 4-3, expanding their lead in the National League Central. Wainwright gave up two runs in the first and then found his groove, earning his 17th win. That's the second most of the National League this season. He also went 3-for-3 with a double and two RBIs to help the Cards stretch their lead to two games over Pittsburgh after the Pirates lost 3-2 to San Diego. St. Louis also reduced its magic number for clinching a playoff spot to 3 with 10 games left to play. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Washington 5-2. It was Miami over Philadelphia in 10 innings, 4-3. Mets beat San Francisco 5-4. Milwaukee over Chicago 7-0. Arizona 9-4 winners over L.A. In the American League, Bruce Chen worked 5 innings, and Salvador Perez doubled home a couple of runs as the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 7-2 last night. Chen was pulled in the 6th after giving up a single to Michael Bourne and walking Nick Swisher to lead off the inning. Francisly Bueno replaced Chen and recorded 2 outs with just 3 pitches. After Jeff Kipnis advanced the runners with a sacrifice bunt, Bueno kept the runners put when Carlos Santana grounded out to third baseman Mike Moustakas. Lewis Coleman came in and retired Ryan Rayburn on a fly to right, stranding the runners. Royals relievers Tim Collins, Will Smith, and Greg Holland preserved the lead, allowing just 1 hit, keeping the team's playoff chances very much alive. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat Chicago 4-3. It was L.A. over Oakland in 11 innings, 5-4. New York beat Toronto 4-3. Seattle over Detroit 8-0. It was Baltimore topping Boston in 12 innings, 5-3. Tampa Bay beat Texas in 12 innings, 4-3. In interleague play, just one game, Cincinnati, 13-inning winner over Houston by a score of 6-5. Iowa State is averaging just 3.3 yards per carry through two games, and it's no coincidence that they've lost both of those games. The Cyclones stumbled to just 59 yards rushing on 24 carries in a loss to the Hawkeyes last week, and they didn't have a single run longer than 9 yards. Iowa State's young and banged-up offensive line has taken much of the blame, with senior running back Chantrell Johnson saying that a lot of the linemen are still feeling their way through things. The Cyclones should get their starting center, Tom Farniok, back for their next game at Tulsa on September 26th. Farniok's return should help them, the line gain some continuity that they've lacked so far this season. Well, Nebraska Chancellor Harvey Perlman and Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst say they believe football coach Bo Pelini is sincere in his apology for a profane rant against fans 2 years ago. Both Perlman and Eichhorst say the university is ready to put the matter to rest. The joint statement said former Athletic Director Tom Osborne was made aware of the recording more than a year ago, and he addressed the matter with Pelini at that time. Osborne was the Athletic Director at that point. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have released fullback Tobin Oprum and signed safety Bradley McDougal to their practice squad in a swap of former Kansas standouts. Both players joined the Chiefs in May as rookie free agents. McDougal was active for last Sunday's win over Dallas, but he didn't play. He was released from the active roster and brought back to the practice squad Wednesday. The Chiefs made room by releasing Oprum, who had spent the first 2 weeks of the regular season on the practice squad. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Cleveland Browns are making changes at running back. They traded Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts for a first-round pick in next year's draft. Richardson has struggled with injuries since being selected third overall in last year's draft following a standout career at Alabama. The Browns plan to bring in running back Willis McGahee for a physical. Also, Browns third-string quarterback Brian Hoyer will get the start Sunday against Minnesota. He replaces Brandon Whedon, who's out with a thumb injury. Hoyer leapfrogged backup Jason Campbell, who relieved Whedon when he was injured Sunday against Baltimore. Well, the season is over for three-time All-Pro left tackle Ryan Clady. He'll have season-ending surgery after suffering a foot injury in the Broncos' win Sunday over the Giants. Larry Fitzgerald sat out practice with his ailing right hamstring on Wednesday, and his status is uncertain for the Arizona Cardinals game Sunday at New Orleans. Coach Bruce Arians doesn't want the injury to linger, and there was a good possibility that Fitzgerald would not attempt to practice until Friday. The 7-time Pro Bowl wide receiver has missed only 4 games in his 9-plus NFL seasons. Colts tight end Dwayne Allen will miss the rest of the season with a hip injury. Allen caught a touchdown pass in the season-opening win against Oakland, but he was inactive for last Sunday's loss to the Miami Dolphins. The Lions held running back Reggie Bush out of Wednesday's practice due to an injured left knee. His status for Sunday's game with Washington is up in the air. James Starks will get the start at running back Sunday for the Packers against the Bengals, with rookie Eddie Lacy recovering from a concussion. Starks ran for a career-best 132 yards last weekend against the Redskins. Well, the NFL has fined Titans safety Bernard Pollard $42,000 for his hit on Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson Sunday. The NFL says Pollard was fined for hitting a defenseless receiver in the head or neck area with his shoulder. The league also has lifted Tampa Bay safety Deshaun Goldson's suspension and fined him $100,000 instead for his hit on Darren Sproles of New Orleans. Goldson had been suspended one game without pay for flagrant and repeat violations of NFL safety rules prohibiting hits to the head and neck area of defenseless players. He will now be allowed to play Sunday against New England. And in boxing news, former heavyweight champion Ken Norton has died at the age of 70. A friend of the fighter says Norton had been in poor health for the last several years after suffering a series of strokes. Norton had three memorable fights against Muhammad Ali, winning the first while breaking his jaw in 1973. Ali won the rematch months later and then took the third in a controversial split decision in 1976. Norton would come back the next year to win a heavyweight title eliminator and was declared champion by the World Boxing Council, but he lost a bruising 15-round fight to Larry Holmes in 1978, and he would never be champion again. Norton finished his boxing career with a record of 42 wins, 7 losses, and 1 draw. 33 of those 42 victories were by knockout. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.